Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Cam, it's a pleasure to catch up with you like this, and I'm just looking at the stats. Your junior season seems to be going pretty well on paper. Is that how you see it too, or are there other development things that you're looking at for how you're progressing this year?
I see my season so far going pretty well for myself. Obviously a little disappointing with how some of the outcomes of our games have went, but for kind of just personal goals I've had this year, I'm kind of achieving them. I'm on the right pace of how I want to approach that and everything. So I'd say so far it's been good for me. Just obviously, like I said, a little bit disappointing with some of the outcomes.
Sure. Obviously, team results, individual results, two different things. Are you somebody to break the season down into halves or quarters, or how do you see the portions of this season so far for you?
Yeah, I don't like to think too far ahead. I'm kind of taking every game one by one. I'm obviously kind of just like breaking up my first half and second half. Obviously have things I want to improve on from my first half that I think I can be better at. But I don't really like to look too far ahead in what I have in front of me. Kind of just like I said, taking it day by day and focusing on like what I have that day.
You know, I think it was back in development camp in the summer, one of the things you said you wanted to work on, or maybe you were asked to work on, was your play around the wall, winning wall battles and puck battles along the wall. That's very specific. How specifically do you work on something as detailed as that?
Just lots of reps. I mean, working in skills, getting pucks off the wall. So much of the game is played around the yellow. And just having that tool of being able to get the puck off the wall at any time is really important. So just kind of getting as many reps as I can at that and just working on it. And I've definitely seen that translate into my games and feel a lot more comfortable when it comes to getting it off the wall.
You mentioned reps, so that's a practice thing. I mean, obviously game experience and trying to get as much of that as you can, but you can't necessarily replicate that in a game. You have to kind of work on that at practice, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just like going out for skill skates, working on those little things.
It's obviously you trying to mature the skill set, but also just fill out your body as a young man. And what does being a little bit bigger do, whether it's just extra weight, bigger frame? What does that do for you, and how have you noticed as you have filled out, maybe things come easier?
I wouldn't even say I'm fully grown into my body yet with where I really want to be. Obviously this summer I feel like I took a step of getting up to 200 pounds, which was my goal by the end of summer, putting on some extra muscle like that. But for me, it kind of just helps me be stronger on my feet, everything, stronger on the puck. And like those are big things that can make a big difference in your game, and having those tools of being able to win more puck battles, not getting knocked over, being more physical, like those things go a long way in a game.
You know, it's amazing because you probably want that physical development to happen as soon as possible. But do you feel like you're in control of that at all? You're kind of just at the mercy of Mother Nature, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. Just if I keep working on everything like that, yeah. I'm not worried about that. But yeah, just obviously taking every summer seriously and making sure I'm in good shape throughout the season as well.
Speaking of summers, have you been to 3 development camps for the Sharks? Is that right?
Yeah, last year was my 3rd one.
Yeah. What are your takeaways from either all of them together or every single one individually? Like, what does it do for you in season to think back about what you experienced this past summer?
Yeah, I mean, obviously talking to the staff and everyone there and meeting new people, draft picks, anyone who's there too. Like, it's always good to see those people, and obviously come back and you know more people every time you go back. So there's a lot you can take away from it. So a lot of really high-end people there that you learn a lot of tips from. Obviously, every time I've been there, I've been able to leave taking away one thing that I work on for the summer. So I mean, they provide so much support every summer I go, and it's obviously a lot of fun going to California at that time, too.
Absolutely. Good time to be out here.
Yeah.
I look at a hockey player's season, and a handful of years ago in the USHL, you played 62 games. But the college season is 30-something games, maybe 40-something if you're lucky. eventually, and maybe this is next year or soon after, eventually you're going to have to stretch it out and play a lot more hockey in any given season. How do you prepare yourself for stretching that out sooner than later?
Yeah, I mean, obviously juniors in college is different with kind of the games played and everything like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love playing hockey, so I look forward to playing in every single game. The more games, the better for me. So if I get to play more games, I'm going to be happy. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
This whole weekends only thing isn't enough for you, huh? You want to play on a Tuesday and a Thursday night. That's a good point. So you played against Macklin. You played against Will. In fact, you had a hat trick against Will Smith last year. Is that right?
Yep.
I say against Will Smith, against his team. You close to those guys? Do you keep in touch with those two specifically? Or who else in the organization maybe are you friendly with?
Yeah, I mean, this summer, I got to obviously meet Macklin. Didn't really know him too much before. Great guy, great kid, works hard. Will, I've kind of just known from being in the same area. And then those are two great guys that I've met. And obviously, all the people I got drafted with and so forth, who's recently been drafted, they've all been great people. And every time I see there, it's fun to go there and catch up with those guys and everything, just build friendships with all of them.
I mean, if they are kind of setting the table for the next generation of Sharks teams, you got to be pretty satisfied, right? Knowing that there's already something there to build upon, and hopefully eventually when you arrive, they'll be a couple years into it, right? Like there's a good foundation being set here with those two and with many others.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the Sharks are doing a great job with all their prospects, and obviously with what they have right now, like I think they're doing great and they're going to turn the corner soon and obviously going to have a really good team for a while. So it's really exciting to look forward to.
I'm just curious, out east, and obviously with your schedule and school and your own games, how many Sharks or Barracuda games are you able to watch?
Sometimes when they play on the East Coast, I'm obviously able to watch the game at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm up later than usual and I can still tune into the game and obviously watch. But yeah, sometimes their games are a lot later than I'm usually in bed or something by then. But.
Understandable. You know, it's the hockey side. Obviously, you're watching because that's what you do and you're interested. What is the personal side, though, of when you watch the Sharks play and you think about, well, that's the team that drafted me and that's where eventually things are probably going to go? I mean, what's the personal side of that for you? Are you almost sentimental about it already?
I mean, obviously, it's like an honor to be drafted by them because they had trust in me. So, I mean, it's exciting to look forward to. It makes me want to work harder every single day to obviously get to that level. So it's something good to look forward to.
Okay, you can roll your eyes at me here if you want, because what I'm about to say I think is pretty off the wall. But I think the Sharks are missing out right now on a tremendous marketing opportunity. They've got Eklund. They've got Granlund. They've got Zetterlund. All they need is Cam Lund, and they would have a fourth Lund.
Crazy. A lot of fun.
Okay, that was really stupid. No, it's funny, though. Everybody talks about the Lunds, you know, and I'm familiar with you and your name. And so I say, wait, are you talking about Cam? Those three. It's kind of crazy, although I don't think you're European, so maybe you're not invited in that club, you know?
Yeah, I'm not Euro.
Two more things for you here. You're so focused on hockey right now. Tell me about school and what you're going through with the educational side, and what else do you even have time for in your life right now?
Yeah, obviously school, big part of my day, takes up a lot of time, and then obviously being at the rink. So, I mean, there's not too much time for me to really just kind of sit back and relax. And that's obviously, I knew that coming into college, I was going to have to do school and hockey too. So kind of just time management, but I mean, everyone on our team's obviously in school. So, I mean, just taking class with the guys and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's fun being at college. I love it. And it's a great experience.
And then obviously you mentioned the team is not having maybe the success you wanted this season. What's important for you individually and collectively for the group? What's important about finishing strong? What do you hope to accomplish the rest of this way?
I think for our group to just finish out strong, I mean, I think we're kind of starting to turn a corner right now, which has been great. We have the Bean Pot coming up as well, so hopefully we can win that and just keep building off that. But I think individually, just kind of keep pushing myself every day. And obviously, me being a leader on this team, just trying to help out all the younger guys and obviously push his team to get more wins and finish this season out strong.
Well, Cam, been hearing a lot of good things about you, and I appreciate your time and can't wait to see you the next time you come out here. Maybe it'll be a much longer stay. So look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.